Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Operators and managers, we have been covering how to properly manage a restaurant. In this video, we're going to talk about developing your people. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, clickbacon.com, and author of the newly published book, Make It Happen. You can get your copy of Make It Happen completely free at therestaurantboss.com. So today we're going to cover developing your people as part of this How to Properly Manage a Restaurant series. The first video was introducing you to something we call manage systems and develop people. It's our philosophy for how to properly manage a restaurant. I don't believe people can be managed. I get into all the details of that. I believe systems can be managed. But again, we get into all the details of that in the first video. The link will be somewhere on this page or up here or somewhere for that one. And then the second video in that series is about systems, about how to create systems and how to hold your team accountable to systems and what systems you need in your restaurant. So make sure you go back and watch the first video, then the second video about systems before you watch this one about developing your people. I like to think of developing your people as the leadership side. So manage systems, develop people is about managing systems. That's the management. Management is about making sure that tasks are completed day by day, task by task, process by process, system by system, but management is about the nitty gritty, the day to day, the getting it done. Leadership is about the future. Leadership is about developing, coaching, leading, right? We call it TLC, not tender, loving, care, but teaching, leading, and coaching. So again, we break that in two, management and leadership. They are not the same. If you ever read a book on management and leadership or attend a conference on management and leadership, they're not the same, they're different. So we're breaking them apart here. We have the management portion, which we covered in the systems video, because again, I don't believe people can be managed, only systems can be managed. If you don't agree with me, go watch those videos, then come back and comment below. Then I believe people can be developed. And the way that we develop people, or the reasons we need to develop people, are when they're not following the systems, when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, when they're supposed to be doing it the way they're supposed to be doing it. Because think about that for a second. If everybody did what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it the way they're supposed to do it, we wouldn't need managers. We wouldn't even need leaders because everyone would just do the work. But people don't, and that's okay. Your kid doesn't brush their teeth every day. We have to remind them to brush their teeth, but you don't love them any less for it. So instead of getting angry about needing to coach your team, instead of getting angry about needing to be a leader, instead of getting angry about reminding your team to do things over and over again, reminding them to follow the systems, reminding them to follow the checklist, reminding them by checking in on the checklist, embrace this as your job, as the coach, as the leader. Now, what leadership is really about here is about leverage. And I don't mean leverage in a bad way. It's not about dangling a carrot in front of your team. It's about helping your team achieve their goals. Because if everyone on your team achieves their goals, you are definitely going to achieve yours. So before we get into how we do that, the first thing I want to cover here, there's three reasons why people don't do what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it, when they're supposed to do it. Those three reasons are: one, they're not capable; two, they don't know how; three, they don't see the value in it. Let's cover one, they're not capable. I don't really want to get into too much of the detail here, but certain people are just not capable of doing certain things. I'm never going to be a mathematician. I'm never going to be a statistician. I'm never going to be a horse jockey. I'm too big for that. I'm not capable of riding a horse to win a triple crown. I'm not very good at math. So while I'm good enough, I'm never going to be an electrical engineer or a mechanical engineer or any kind of math required field. It's just not what I was built for. Certain people on your team just shouldn't be in the positions they're in. And if they are, you got to make those changes, but let's not get into that today. The second reason is they don't know how. That's just simple training. Now, here's the catchy part about they don't know how. Most people won't admit to you that they don't know how. They'll tell you that they're going to do it tomorrow. They'll make an excuse for why they didn't do. They'll say they're going to do better. But the reason they're not doing something is they don't know how. And if they tell you, hey, I don't know how to do that, or I'm not good at that, I need help, in their mind, they're saying, I'm not the right person for the position, you should find someone else. So good people will lie to you and not tell you that they don't know how or that they need help with something to protect their job, to protect their safety. So this is for you to dig into a little deeper and find out, are they not doing something because they're just not capable? No training in the world is going to fix that. Are they not doing something because they genuinely don't know how? Which, if you follow my 5-step training process, and we'll link that somewhere up here for you, if you follow my 5-step training process, we're going to eliminate 1 and 2, because during the training, we're going to know that they're capable of doing it, and we're going to know that they know how, because they're going to sign off and they will have been tested on every process. So really, what we end up with is the third reason. They don't see the value in it. If someone on your team is capable and knows how to do something, but they're not doing what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it, how they're supposed to do it, they simply don't see the value in it. They will tell you that they see the value in it. For example, if you talk to a cook that has a station that's a little dirty and you say, hey, do you think it's important to keep your station clean? They're going to say, yes, of course they are. But their actions are showing you something different. We don't lead people based on their words. We lead people based on their actions. Actions speak louder than words. We've heard that a million times. So just asking someone if they think something is important isn't what we're after here. What we're after here is actually changing the behavior. The only way you're going to change someone's behavior is to have leverage. Again, this isn't about dangling a carrot. When I do this with leverage, what I mean is like a ratchet set, or like when you're changing the lug nut on a tire. If you just tried to use your fingers, you can't move that lug nut. But you go and you get a stainless steel rod that's 2 feet long, and you can torque on that lug nut, no problem. That's leverage. You're using the length of the rod to increase the power. So when I do this, when I say leverage, what we need to find is, how do we get leverage over this person? Again, not in a dangling the carrot, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Everybody on your team wants more. They want more money. They want more freedom. They want a better schedule. They want more security for their family. They want more security for themselves. They want to drive a nicer car. Not even a fancy car, just something that maybe is nicer than what they have. They want to live in a nicer house. They want to live in a safer neighborhood. They want to be able to buy more toys or more gifts or spoil their children a little bit more. They want to be able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries without having to look at their phone to see how much money is in their bank account. I had a manager that I was working with tell me that. She said, I just want to make a little more money. So at the end of the week, when I go to the grocery store to buy groceries for my family, for my kids, I don't have to check to see how much money is in my bank account. I can just buy groceries. And she's not even talking about buying filet mignon, just buying groceries. Everybody on your team wants more. They may not share with you what that more is. So the first thing to great coaching, great leadership, great developing of people is to find out what your team wants. Have the conversations with them. And then teach them that their habits, their values, are not matching their goals. Show them how, if they make some of these changes, they can achieve their goals. If they keep a cleaner station, if they follow their checklist, if they cook the food as per recipe, if they do all of these things better, you're going to want to pay them more money because they're doing a better job. And if you pay them more money, they're going to be able to get more of the things that they want in their life, whatever those are. Maybe they want to work different days of the week. Well, you're going to allow your best cooks to have a little more flexibility in their schedule than other people. So again, you're probably sitting here watching this going, Ryan, yeah, this all sounds great, but it doesn't work. No, it does work. It doesn't work every time. And it doesn't need to work every time. You don't need to train or develop every person on your team to be a rock star. Let the cream rise to the top. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. Your goal is not to take every person on your team and make them amazing. But if you can successfully change 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20, that's all you need. You only need a couple of rock stars on your team. But also, the more rock stars you have, the more rock stars you're going to attract. So go out and try to develop your whole team. And maybe you're only successful with 1 out of 10. because the other nine just don't put in the work. They just don't care. They say that they want things, but they're not willing to put in the work for it. That's fine. But get through to the one person that matters. Get through to the one person that is willing to change, that wants more. Because the more you do that with that one person, the more other people are going to fall in suit. They're gonna see that person doing better. They're gonna see that person getting a raise. They're gonna see that person getting more of what they want, getting treated better, and they're gonna wanna be a part of that. Or you know what? You'll find the people that wanna be a part of that. So instead of finding the reasons why this won't work, work with me and find the reasons why this will work. But the big paradigm shift I need you to make through this series so far is that people can't be managed, systems can. And then we have to develop our people. Now, the last point I want to make here is if you're saying, why can't I just find people that know how to do this? Why can't I just find a chef that knows how to do recipe costing, come up with schedules, lead a team, hire a team, train a team, write the systems, work on a Saturday night, do banquets and catering and all this other stuff? Look at that chef exists. That chef exists in the world. But the question you have to ask yourself is that chef willing to work for you for what you're willing to pay? And if the answer to that is no, then instead of trying to find the talented person, take someone who's a little more raw, take someone who's a little more rough around the edges, take someone who doesn't quite have all those skills and develop them in that person, and they will be very loyal to you for a very long time. Again, all I'm trying to say is, instead of looking for the person that already knows how to do everything that you want them to know how to do, you know what? If you want to find that person, that's great, but you're going to have to pay for that person. Because people who are that good know they're that good, and they're not going to work for the wages you're willing to pay. That person is working in a 5-star hotel right now. There is a chef out there right now who is everything you've ever wanted in a chef, and they're making $200,000 a year working in a 5-star hotel. Now, if you're willing to pay that, you can probably go recruit that person. But if you're not, you're going to have to develop your people. You're going to have to lead them. So remember, manage systems, develop people. Managing systems is about checklists, prep sheets, recipes, build sheets, those core four. And then developing people is about taking people who are capable of doing things, showing them how to do it. And then when they fall off the bus a little bit, when they waver a little bit, coaching them and leading them by finding out what it is that they want, not what you want. People don't respond to your needs, they respond to their own needs. Finding out what it is that they want and then showing them how adjusting this behavior, changing their value set is going to help them achieve their goals. I hope you enjoyed this week's video and I look forward to bringing you many more just like it. Again, please, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, click that subscribe button. If you haven't been to our website in a while, we've totally changed it up. You can get your copy of Make It Happen completely free on our website. You can get hundreds of resources called our toolkit completely free. We have a membership where we do monthly coaching calls and new trainings like this live. And then you get access to all of our courses like Scale and Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp and Restaurant Manager Certification, all available in our membership. You can learn about all of that at our website, therestaurantboss.com, as well as you can learn about our software, clickbacon.com. But for now, before I say goodbye, remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and I can't wait to bring you another great video just like this next week. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.